you can archive it or hijack it using various software, but basically you're like tied to your computer, you're like there. With the podcast, obviously, you can just, we'll talk about aggregators and various services that you can use to describe the podcast. So basically, you can just have it downloaded on your computer to listen to whenever you want, or if you have an iPod or some other MP3 device, then you can wander around and listen to it when you're talking or whatever, which is kind of a lot more convenient in our mobile driven life. So that's the main thing.
Also, just kind of to add to that, the whole idea that it's kind of as pretty compared to Vivo and other services where you can subscribe to stuff and then you save it for later. What Tana was talking about, that you don't have to be setting your computer to actually do what you subscribe to. And you're in complete control. You subscribe to a podcast and decide at the point that you just don't want it anymore. It's not like you're on the email list where you have to send an email to the person saying, I don't want to get anywhere else to you, taking off your list. You can unsubscribe and that's the end. But it's also an automatic technology. So once you subscribe, you always know that the person putting the podcast there has one piece and they're going to update it continually. So what you can expect is that when they have a new episode, it's going to automatically download it into your aggregator or whatever software you're using to select your podcast, and so you can expect that there's a new episode waiting for you to use this podcast, so it'll just automatically download and it'll be there.
Also, in the more sort of technical definition of a podcast is basically an RSS feed, and RSS is real simple syndication, and any blog, any news website, almost like it's kind of ubiquitous now on the website. You see a little, either a little symbol, a little symbol that indicates podcasting, or a little red button at the bottom that says RSS, then you're going to be able to subscribe to it. That's the podcasting. So the thing, I have been totally sort of a Luddite. I'm a little bit of a Luddite despite all of my interest in radio and I thought blogging was a waste of time and kind of self-indulgent, and I thought that like podcasts were goofy, and then, over the course of this week when I realized that you could like subscribe to it and get it in your inbox by email, you didn't have to go like searching the web for them every day and like reading them. It's like, oh, of course, it's brilliant. It's the best thing in the world.
What appealed to me about it was that, I do a lot of music related stuff, which is kind of multimedia, and I thought it was like this great way to just like create whatever I wanted, and I could edit it as much as I wanted and make it, however I wanted, and then I just kind of put it out there.
Finally, before we get into the technical stuff, the other great thing about this is today we're focusing on audio podcasts, but as soon as we're done talking about this, it's the same for video or anything else, and we can point you to tutorials online that will just a minor change of like what the actual file that you're uploading. But it's basically this workshop will cover is totally multimedia, which is really fun and really exciting.
The reason podcasting is cool, which is hopefully why you guys are here, is because you've had ideas about creating your own content and sort of want to learn how to get it out there via your blog or your website or whatever. I guess we wanted to just talk about or just look at places where you can find podcasts as like an audience, from the audience perspective, because there is the perspective of the producer, which is potentially creating a feed for other people to download, and then there's
you know, people who are looking for podcasts, and they range. I'm going to show you a website where you can get, like, a lot of sort of popular content. So you can see how widespread it is at this point. There's a lot of people making podcasts and a lot of different types of podcasts. Like we said, there's like a lot of, that's one that I was looking at. It's like Frankie, this group in San Francisco that does country music and stuff. But,